Street parking on River Place Boulevard is sparse, and a lack of pedestrian walkways makes crossing the five lanes of traffic on foot a game of Frogger. Spiro Krevetos had a dangerous experience walking to Thursday night's community meeting.
I just almost got hit by a car trying to cross from that side of the street to this side of the street to attend this meeting.
He's here at the Lexington Hotel to help brainstorm road changes. Bob Warren says he's concerned about parking.
Sometimes I'm driving on that street and there's a car right in the right lane up against the curb, and I'm thinking, I'm surprised somebody hasn't died yet.
City planner Pete Seckler says the problems on River Place are prevalent in other cities because the role of roads is changing.
Well, I think the fundamental thing that people are agreeing on is that we don't need to value streets by how many cars can we move as fastly as possible. People are thinking of the street as something that's really there to serve their quality of life.
During the meeting, attendees are asked to draw their ideal road plan. Cyclist Patrick O'Leary is sketching a street with fewer traffic lanes.
I did point out that bike lanes and parking lanes next to each other, I've had accidents when people swung their doors open.
Councilwoman Lori Boyer represents the area. She says it's important to collect public input before deciding on a plan. That way there's no redesigning necessary.
That's when it really becomes expensive, is when you have to change your mind at that point because there's a big community outcry.
Construction on the road won't start for at least another year. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.